Quick show, quick show. This is the news according to me. It's quick. It's going to be quick. Got to be quick. Yeah, it's just last show of the week for here for now. I don't think I'm going to do anything over the weekend, I don't believe. But it's... However, I didn't get as much time to do this show today as I thought. I had some other projects that have come up surprisingly today. It's amazing how when I'm home, it's things just keep piling up. And the clients just keep rolling in. It's a good thing. So, just a real quick show. And it's when I, once again, some good news for those of you who need it for the weekend. Need it. And I would assume all of us need it. There is some good news out there, and I don't know what it is. I don't have it for you, but I'm sure you can. If you look for it, you can find it. No, seriously. There's some really good things happening out there, despite the fact that Biden is going to try to get the funding for Planned Parenthood, restored. There's a lot of convicted child sex offenders coming across the border. There are a lot of possibilities that China may attack Taiwan at any minute. I think they flew like 25 planes over Taiwan recently. They keep testing them, bullying them. Yeah. Well, I guess I don't have any good news, so I'm sorry about that. No, there is some good news. And I just in general, let's just put some things in. I mean, there was a shooting down in Indianapolis. I don't know if any of you heard about it. Let's just get all the stuff out of the way. Shooting down in Indianapolis, I think 8 people have been killed. A bunch of people were shot. I'm not sure what happened there. Again, FedEx, probably a disgruntled, this sounds like a disgruntled employee issue. And of course, the left is going to use this. They're going to use this poor guy's mental disease. There was another guy that tried to do this with an airplane. I think it was a UPS facility. Or it was FedEx or UPS. I can't remember which. I think it was FedEx, actually. Jump seater. Got on the plane. And he was trying to go home. Well, what they didn't know is he had been fired, but he hadn't really been fired yet. He still had his credentials. He kind of ran off the property before they had a chance to actually fire him and escort him off. So he got on the plane to go home. He was mad. Got the crash axe out of the cockpit. He was in the cockpit with the... Well, you have to understand how the FedEx has several seats that passengers can sit in, the company employees and that kind of thing. Even though they do fly cargo, they got a larger area for passengers up front. Company people, 5 or 6 seats up there. And he was in one of those, and he pulled out a hatchet, crash axe. That's there for the pilots to try to get themselves out of the crash if they end up in a crash. And he started hitting them with it. They were buckled in. They couldn't get away. About died. He was going to take over the airplane and crash it back into the facility. And we don't talk about outlawing airplanes. One group of individuals killed about 3,000 people one day with a couple of airplanes. So we don't see that being talked about. No background check there or anything. What else is there? There was some other news. They're gonna try to bring up any kind of shooting that happens right now. It doesn't matter what it is. To make it sound like it's just, it's chaos out there. Don't go outside, everybody's shooting each other. Because we forget, we're locked in our own little world here. We forget that this country is thousands of miles each way and hundreds of millions of people in it. And the flyover states are pretty much at peace. It's the Democrat states and the ones on the coast, the large cities, that are really struggling right now with issues because they don't want police. Uh, Here's the good news. CNN has lost half of its audience since Biden's inauguration. In other words, people have stopped tuning into CNN. And the more people learn, the less they want to listen to them because they're realizing that they got lied to for so much of the time. They were covering for the establishment. The people are tired of this. So. So that's the good news, is that CNN's losing its viewership. Of course, the problem is they're going to do anything they can to get it back, which means they're going to continue to inflame stories and do all kinds of things. Here's the good news. There are a lot of people in this country. I don't care what they say about... I saw a poll the other day that said that most of the people in the country do not have a Christian worldview anymore. Our country, very few people in our country have a true Christian worldview, biblical worldview, whatever it is. I don't think so. I think the poll, I don't know who they were asking, but I get out there a lot. Let me tell you something. Now, in the big cities, in the highly Democrat areas, in the highly the areas with the aristocrats and the higher educational learning of the woke universities, who are too intelligent to believe in a God that has an absolute moral code, moral standard that we will fall short of, that we all fall short of, and that we must accept the sacrifice He made for us. They don't do that. They don't believe that. They believe that we have to somehow, in our own ability, to make this utopia on Earth. Folks, I got news for you. You're not going to live here forever. Nobody is. Okay? Just get over that. They're not going to cure death and old age. You're not going to live forever. I wouldn't want to live here forever. I'm already getting tired of it. And I'm only, what am I, 68? 67? Maybe 57. 58, somewhere on there. I don't know. Somewhere in there. Give or take 10 years. And I can see myself being like 80, 90 years old and be ready, like, oh man, I'm just so ready to go. Just especially, sometimes I just look around outside and I just watch the people go by and I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to go. But then, if something overcomes me and I have a compassion and a love for people, I realize there's a reason and a purpose for me to be here for a little longer, because I know that you're out there hanging on every word I say. And that's, that just helps me wake up in the morning. So I don't know why they did this poll, and they were really astounded. And you hear people like, oh, only, most people don't go to church anymore. Only 20% of the population goes to church and all this stuff. I don't think so. I don't know where they're getting their information, because especially after this pandemic thing and everything that's going on in the world, I mean, this is biblical stuff. Now, there might be a lot of people out there. And what else are they? Okay, if they're not... Now, there may be people out there that don't go to church. There may be people out there that don't have a solid, foundational, close walk with God, where they hear God in every step they take. But in terms of beliefs, we are certainly not a Muslim nation. There's a Judeo-Christian root here at our core. That hasn't changed. Now, they are bringing more people in. Now, of course, here's what's interesting is all these people who are coming in across the border, a lot of those people are Catholic. South Americans are, and Central Americans tend to be Catholic. And they have some, actually, if you look at what they believe, they are actually Republicans. They're more Republican than Democrat. They could actually flip very easily. And they started to. There was a lot of Mexican Americans, if you want to call them that, Americans who of Mexican descent that actually were, they were increasing in numbers in support of Trump, becoming more an understanding of the Republican ideals and ideology, which, Trump wasn't an ideologue, but his on principle, he was filling the shoes. And so we're not looking for a pastor to be a president. We're just looking for for someone with nice words to say when, and the right words to say when something bad happens. That's very manipulative, by the way. I'd rather have somebody who's a little clumsy with that and doesn't do it very well, who's genuine, than to have someone with a bunch of phony, polished words that someone else wrote for them. That's the heart of the American people. We want somebody who's genuine, transparent, tells it like it is. Cut the bullcrap. Just get to the issue. Let's get it dealt with. We are a nation, and this is where, you know, I mean, I have faith in God, but I have faith in the American people and the American peoples and what God is doing in the hearts of His people. That's what I have faith in. I have faith that God is working in the hearts of His people. He has not given up on us. He's not turned His back on us. He's not turning away or walking away from us. It only takes a few to make a difference. And I believe those few are still here. There's not just few, there are many. What the news media would have you believe out there. That you have a hopeless cause. That's bull. As long as that tomb is empty, we have hope. So, I leave you with that on this Shabbat Shalom short show, because I got to get to a Seder meal, and I don't have a lot of time. So, I have to upload this thing and get it processed real quick. At 4 o'clock on a Friday, April 16th, 2021. That's the way it was. I will see you guys on Monday morning, and I guarantee you, well, if I'm around, I will do my best to have an early morning show Monday. For the next 2 weeks, the show is going to be pretty much always on, 2 days a week. Possibly have Rabbi Rick on next week as well. So that's the plan. Once again, thank you all. Thank you all so much for listening to this show, subscribing to the show, sharing it, passing it on, taking the time to listen to my opinions. And, you know, again, I would love to hear yours. You can call 574-742-6748, or you can text that number and send me a comment or a question. You can call me a name. You can do whatever you want. I will probably read your comment on the show. Unless I can't pronounce the words you type. But other than that, I will try my best to put you on the show. If you leave a message, I might put that on the show. You never know. So don't, you know, say something stupid. I guess I should say don't sound stupid. You can say something stupid because that's all this show is about. You'll be taking over the show if you do that. So, again, have a great weekend. God bless. And remember, we do have hope. Hope for a nation that is founded in some very great things, some awesome stuff. The ideology, the philosophy, the founding documents are all pretty amazing. I believe that they are not... If they're not God-inspired, they are certainly inspired by people of God and scripturally inspired. Now, you can make some arguments about that, but I believe they are. They're based on some biblical principles. That's what I think. There you go. Leave it at that. So, have a great night, everybody. Talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early. Thanks again for listening. God bless. Have a great day.